So is A-Rod the type of person you want consoling you when you're having a tough moment? We're going to see how he did with J-Lo coming up in just a second. Mm-hmm. First, it's another day. That means another Shawn Mendes and Camila Cabello sighting. So this time, the two of them were sitting in a booth for a late night snack. It was around 5 a.m.
Wow.
And okay, they were sitting on the same side of the booth, the same side of the table,
yep.
Side by side. Like, it's not even just couples that do that. It's extremely clingy couples that sit on the same side
of
the table.
I don't like doing that. Yeah.
And they're cuddling. And Sean's got his arm around Camila. He's caressing her, kissing her forehead. It's super cute. And of course, Sean and Camila still not confirming a romance, but I mean, come on.
But they're in a romance.
Do you think that their reps are like, draw this out, don't announce anything yet? This is good for them. They're going to stay in the news and in the media like as long as people are speculating.
What's this, 2-3 days in a row now that we've been talking about them? Absolutely. We've been playing their music.
If I was their publicist, I would be like, let it go. Uh-huh. Let them talk. Let them talk. We're going to need some sort of like celebrity couple name for them.
Well,
though.
Yeah, they're official now, so we might as well.
We're going to work on it?
Mendes.
Shabello?
Shamilo.
Shamilo.
Manello.
Oh, these are all bad.
Menlo.
Let's take some time. Let's let it simmer, okay?
Like the relationship.
Yeah, like the relationship. So we've got some time before they announce.
That's right.
All right, so Sarah Jessica Parker says she has had countless experiences of men behaving poorly and inappropriately on set, including on the set of Sex and the City, which, of course, she starred in from 1998 to 2004. Huh. So she's opening up about one incident with a very big, big movie star who almost made her storm off the set of Sex and the City. She said at the time she went to her agent because she felt like she was no longer able to convey how uncomfortable this man, this A-list actor, was making her. And so her agent told this guy, listen, if this behavior continues, then she's going to be leaving the city. I bought her a one-way ticket and she will not return if you don't get your crap together.
Huge.
Basically.
Wow.
And she said within hours, everything was better. Not perfect, but definitely better. But who could it be?
Well, yeah.
Who do you think it is?
Well, they had a lot of big stars on Sex and the City.
Yeah.
The biggest stars I can recall that come to mind when they're saying like A-list, Matthew McConaughey.
Okay.
Vince Vaughn, Bradley Cooper, they all had appearances.
He was on it, wow.
On Sex and the City. So I don't want to say they did anything inappropriate, but I'm just saying those are the biggest names I could think of. There are many, though. We'll see. The name will probably come out as people continue to speculate. All right, so Jennifer Lopez opened up about the difficulties of her live performances in a new tour diary, and this is a video on her YouTube channel. So she posted behind-the-scenes footage of one of her recent shows where she's seen going up to Alex Rodriguez, her fiancé, backstage after a concert saying, I hit myself in the face with a microphone, and she hit it on the wrong side. It was a really tough show for her, and this is how he sort of like tried to console her.
By the way, it was the best show I've seen so far.
Wait, I don't know what you're talking about. Your voice is the best I've ever heard it.
Wait, I've seen the show, and if I paid $5,000, I got every cent worth of whatever I paid.
Okay.
Oh my God.
You're the best.
I'm so proud of you. You don't see how great you are up there. You really have no idea. It's so good.
That's why I love him, and I'm gonna marry him.
Hey,
we're getting married.
The emotions. Aww. Right? The emotion. Oh, Sam's rolling his eyes.
It sounded like a load of crap to me.
Oh, come on.
It sounds like what he thought he needed to say at the time.
Well,
come on, baby.
It sort of made you see like how these celebrities really are surrounded by yes people.
Yeah.
Like she just had a moment. She said she looked to the side at the wrong time and hit herself with the microphone. And everybody around her is just there saying like all of the most beautiful things, saying if I paid $5,000, I got every cent.
Oh,
it's the best I've ever seen you. And I'm like, no wonder they get big egos. Mm-hmm. Can you imagine?
At the time, you don't want Rodriguez to say, yeah, you know what, you really screwed up, honey. I mean, wait for later when she's over it to say that, but at the time...
You don't say you screwed up, but I think I would say something like, you did great,
mm-hmm.
and it happens, and let's go have a drink and chill out.
Yeah.
Not you are, I will kiss the ground you walk on, you are my angel pumpkin poodle pie.
It sounded like she loved it, though. That's why she said, I'm going to marry this man. This is why I'm going to marry him. He knew what she wanted to hear.
I think you have to date celebrities. I think that's the way it works. And I'm sure she'll do the same for him when the tables are turned, right?
This is the kind of stuff he has to put up with, though. I mean, like, come on. This is the biggest thing that happened to her. She, like, hit her a mic on her face.
Well, if he has to put up with that, she has to put up with his cheating, which will inevitably happen.
That's very true, yeah.